Hello?
David.
Hi.
You're a hard man to get in touch with.
Who?
You're a hard man to get in touch with.
Uh-huh. Who is it?
This is Zach. We've been messaging about your house on Rexmore.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Yeah, good. Not too bad.
Yeah? You, you have a minute to speak?
Yeah, fine.
I got to ask, because you got an accent that's very distinct. I like it. Where are you from?
Middle of England, Birmingham.
Cheers.
Birmingham, but I worked in Berlin, Holland, Singapore, so my accent is a little bit... And I was born in Liverpool, so my accent is really messed up, yeah?
Okay, cool, man. I was talking to your buddy Wayne.
Uh-huh.
He told me about the house, and me and Wayne were doing something with his, but he decided to hold off on selling it.
Right.
So, you know, there's the end of that, but we're still buds, and he was telling me about you, and I said, well, let me give him a call. And so I hope I didn't catch you off guard. And
because I've got up, I'm like, who is this? I don't know. And he said, Zach, I'm like, now I know who you are.
Awesome. Good, man. I don't do much texting, also, you know.
Uh-huh. So you've got several houses in the area. What do you do? You buy and you're a landlord? You rent them out or move them on?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do a number of different things. You know, my bread and butter is buying houses and keeping them or buying them and, you know, fixing them up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really do much flipping, but are you familiar with, what's that street? West Creek Drive?
I'm not sure.
You know where North Courthouse Road is, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have houses all down there.
Nice.
So when he said that you were gonna possibly sell this one, I said, "Oh, well, let me give him a call." And so here we are. Yeah, he said that you have a tenant in there now.
Yeah, the lady's a house burned down, right? And she lived on Stonehenge, and I was there. I was just about going and selling, and one of the guys contacted me and said, would you rent it out? And I said, yeah. You know, and this was last May. And now we're in April, and the house is still not being knocked down.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, so, you know, I foresee it probably in there at least till next year, right, to be honest. You know, they've still got to knock it down. They've still got to rebuild it. Then she's got her furniture. She doesn't make her mind up very quick. So, yeah.
Is she a good tenant?
Yeah, she's good as gold. She's, you know.
Pays on time.
She's why I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't sell it to kick her out, if you know what I mean. I mean, she's.
Yeah, you want to keep her in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, is there any particular reason why you want to sell it anyway? Are you moving?
I already live in Tarrington, right? So I'm with the missus in another house, right?
Uh-huh. It's just you bought it. You didn't buy it too long ago. I'm just wondering, did you buy that one to live in it?
I would say, you know. Well, she started renting it last May, but I would a year before. I probably spent three nights in that house, right? You know, So and I was like with the middle, I'm like, I don't even know why I keep it, right? And then it comes to the stage of, I'm just gonna sell it, right? You know, and then when I made the decision just to sell it, then that lady, you know, I got the call and everything. Would you be willing to rent it out? Blah 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 blah. Yeah, so I said, yeah, sure. Yeah, no difference to me. So,
sure. Did you plan on being a landlord or not really?
You know, I did toy about with it, and then I'm like, well, you know, I don't know whether I can be bothered with any with the hassle, right?
Sure.
It's not something I've ever done, right?
Yeah.
The only reason this happened was by luck. Yeah, it wasn't that I went out of my way to rent it out.
Sure. Well, sometimes, you know, I'm believing in creating your own luck, so maybe this happened for the better.
Yeah. I'm all good with it.
Yeah. If I recall our messages, we were texting. You said the house next door to me sold for $611,000.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that's a relative number to your property?
I don't know. What are you offering?
Okay. Well, I was just, it. You know, full disclosure, I'm not looking to waste anyone's time. You know, I know this house is a nice house. I've seen the outside of it. You know, I haven't been inside of it, but the pictures, you know, speak for themselves. I don't really think, I don't think we're anywhere near $100,000. I'm not sure if that's what you were hoping to get. I don't buy every house, you know, that for every person I talk to, but, you know, I'm always open to try and make something work if it makes sense.
Yeah. That's what I say. You know, you think about it, you make me an offer, it's either yes or no, right?
Well, I definitely want it. You know, the thing I would ask is, I mean, you know, I don't really like going back and forth and haggling and negotiating. That's just not the business I'm in. You know, I'll tell you, like I tell everyone, like I have enough lunch money for next week. So I'm not really looking for, you know, I'm not trying to just make any irrational decision or, you know, do something that I can't really even do. You know, I buy about 20, 30 houses a month. And I know you probably don't necessarily care about that, but I just want you to know kind of my background and, you know, where I stand on things. So, you know, I don't need it. I would like to buy it. It's close. You know, I have family within the area. I'd be willing to keep the tenant there. But, you know, it just kind of comes down to what your, you know, your real number is.
Mm-hmm.
What do you, mind if I ask you what you're getting in rent?
$3,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah.
I imagine it takes care of your mortgage, hopefully.
Yeah, it's all good.
you bought in at a decent time where rates were like 3%.
Yeah, I think that is why I kept it, you know, even though I wasn't living there, I was like, well, you know, it's 3%, right? You know, everybody else is paying 7, yeah.
You got a 3% rate on it?
I think it's 3.1, you know, it's round number, yeah. Really good,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, that's good. So you probably make a couple $100 or probably a little bit. You probably make more than that just off the rent then.
Yeah. No, it's nice, right? And that's when you think about, oh, should I just keep renting it out, right? You know, but.
Yeah. So if I had to guess, you would say maybe, I don't know. You got a 3% on it. I mean, you probably making almost $1,000 on it. So you,
it's not bad.
I imagine the taxes, your mortgage payment was probably around $2,000 after everything. Is that about
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not, yeah, it's definitely giving me income every month.
Okay. Well, so do you not really want to be a landlord anymore?
I don't think so. I mean, I've gone back with originally never. Is the answer originally right? Then this come about, and I was like, well, I remember I had a friend years ago, and this is what made me think. And he used to buy all the houses around the colleges, universities, right? And if you bought a 3-bed house, he'd turn it into a 4-bed house. If you bought a 4-bed, he'd turn it into a 5-bed. And he used to sell it by the bedroom to all the students. And he's like, I'm guaranteed, like, you know, I can't remember what it was, but I'm guaranteed 44 weeks, right? And it's 44 weeks times the amount of people that's in there. And he's like, Dave, he said, you know, cash-wise, I got no money. He said, but in 20 years' time, if I got all these properties, you know, I'm going to be certainly worth a lot of money, right? You know, because they're being paid off. Some of them were being paid off by all these tenants, and he was taking cash out to buy more and everything. And I was like, you're crazy, man, you know? But really, built a, you know, be like yourself, you know? I think he built, you know, a nice empire, using every house to buy the next house and all this stuff. So then I was thinking, I'd do it, but I don't know. I'm probably going to sell it, right? This is where I stand. And, you know, the house next door, I think that's about 400 square feet more, right?
Yeah.
I think it's,
you're talking about if you're looking at your house, the one to the left?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's 400 square feet bigger, but it's got a carport where mine has got a 4-car garage, right? But they don't include the 4-car garage as part of the square feet, do they? Right?
No, they don't.
And I would say the inside of that house is needs more work than the inside of my house, right? It looked pretty old-fashioned, should I say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I say no, I say, okay.
That one has actually 700 more square feet. You're talking about 11710.
Yeah, what is that?
That one has 700 more square feet.
I thought it was 2,500.
26.
26.
Yeah.
I think
the inside is really nice. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah, I think mine's 2,050 and the 4-car garage.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a nice house. I mean, yours is a 1-bedroom, 3-bathroom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, theirs is a 5-room, 4-bathroom. So, I mean, they got more square footage. I mean, it's just a bigger house. I mean, that's, you know, that's how it is. Well, I mean, how soon are you looking to do something if we could kind of make something work? You know, the reason I'm interested is, you know, I do have family in the area, so. And, you know, I wouldn't mind keeping the tenant. You know, you said that they were, you know, good tenants.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just one lady, right? I mean, she's really nice old lady, you know?
Yeah. Does she have people living with her?
No.
Yeah.
Her daughter lives close,
mm-hmm.
But they're in a smaller house and they got 3 kids, right? And she was like, there's no way I'm going to be like the babysitter, right? Crammed into the house, so, you know. But that's why she wanted to stay in that area.
Yeah. Well, I mean, realistically, you know, I mean, based upon, like, appreciation and, you know, the value, you know, I'll be honest, you know, I think that this house would probably pull, you know, I think your ceiling here is probably around, you know, 490,000. 490, you know, 500 at very max. And, you know, that's a very accurate analysis. I mean, you know, we can agree or disagree. I'm not here to insult you. I'm just telling you, based upon the numbers and the facts and the data and, you know, just my knowledge with that little part of town. I mean, that's kind of what, you know, if you were to say, hey, I want retail for this, you know, I would probably list it at, you know, that 490 range. And then if, you know, if it got bid up, then it would get bid up. But I really think that 490 is, or 499, I would probably list it, you know, but that's a retail market. So, you know, then you got realtor fees and everything, and just in closing costs and realtor fees, you're at 40 grand. You know, 3% to the buyer, 3% to the seller. Mm-hmm. And then it's usually about 2% national average for closing. So, I mean, you'd be a buck under, you know, 40 grand.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, it's definitely something that I can work with you on if you want to do something, and, you know, we can definitely do it. Yeah, I guess it just really depends on where you're at with your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see what you bought it for, you know. You could definitely, you know, there's definitely a way for you to make a good buck out of this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my offer is, it really depends on what, you know, just what you want. I mean, cash is king. I mean, you're a smart guy. You have a few houses. I mean, you know, cash is king. If someone's going to buy this house, you know, that is, you know, not looking to put it on the market and just looking to buy and hold it, you know, like an investor, then, you know, they're not going to pay that 490 price. I mean, that's just the truth. You know, you can talk to anyone under the sun, and that's just the, you know, the reality. But, you know, I mean, there's a few different things of how you want to do it. You know, you have a tenant in there, so to get retail value, I mean, you're going to, you know, they need to be out, but if you're willing to take a discount, then another conversation.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, take a discount? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you got someone, you know, this is not necessarily a cheap house, right?
I put it up for sale while she's there, right?
What's that?
I wouldn't put it up for sale while she was there because, you know, I mean, the amount of people interest would reduce by 90%, right? You know?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she's a great lady. Somebody else, they come in, they'd have no idea, right? They just say, oh, there's a tenant and, oh, you know. You know, it becomes much more complicated than putting a house up that's empty, you know?
And when does her lease expire? What month of next year?
I don't know. She keeps, you know, it keeps getting extended, right? They haven't even knocked the house down. You know, he was talking about extending it out till next April.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I think she's got any idea.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this, David. I mean, what, you know, do you need to pull the money out? Do you need, I mean, you don't, it doesn't sound like you have to sell it. I mean, you're getting income from it.
Yeah, no, I don't need to sell it. No.
Right. I mean, what's more valuable to you? Is it more valuable to make $1,000 a month off of, you know, a house, or would it be more valuable to just be done with it and, you know, you take home some cash?
For me, I think probably to be done with it.
Yeah. So here's how, you know, if I were to give you, let's say, hey, David, I'll take it with the tenant, you know. You can still make some income, if you know, if you're flexible with me because there's a tenant in there, then I can be flexible with you. And what that would look, are you, I know this is a personal question. Do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
Yeah, carry on.
Are you married by any chance?
No.
Okay. So I don't know if you're familiar with, you know, taxes, you know, in, you know, capital gains taxes, but, you know, you can claim, you know, you can get up to $40,000 unmarried, you know, without having to be penalized, you know, wouldn't say penalized, but basically charged for, you know, additional money. So, you know, if you, let's just say the tenant was that you sold it for, you know, that $490 range, you're going to walk away with, you know, over $100,000, you know, because, you know, I bet you probably don't owe, but, you know, 370, 360, something like that. I don't know. Maybe 360 range. So, I mean, if I give you the price that you want, you know, and, you know, retail is, you know, retail is retail. It's that $490 price, you know, $499. I don't have a problem doing that, but I would ask a few different things. Is one, I mean, I'm sure you would like to gain as much income as possible with having a the most amount of taxes. I mean, is that accurate?
Correct.
So what I would suggest, you know, is basically doing a seller finance on a 5-year balloon. Are you familiar with those terms or no?
No, really not.
So she's paying you, you know, she's paying you $3,000 a month and your mortgage is, you know, maybe a little bit, you know, with taxes and insurance, what is it, like a little less than 2,000?
Right, around 2,000, yeah, just slightly over, but yeah, $2,000.
So not over. It's just about $2,000.
2,045 all in.
I'm sorry, say that.
It's like 2,045 with, you know, all in.
Taxes and insurance. Okay, so let's just say $2,100. You're making $900. Okay. I mean, what I would suggest is, look, I could plenty pocket, you know, I don't necessarily buy retail houses because it makes sense for me unless, you know, someone like yourself is in a good situation where you can, you know, wait to take all the money. So you're making $900 a month now. You know, what I would propose is, you know, I'll buy it for $499. No questions asked. You know, what I would ask you is, hey, David, if you, you know, if I take it with the tenant in there and give you, you know, retail price, what I would suggest is, hey, you got to be open to terms, meaning, you know, I give you, you know, in a term, you know, it would look something like this, you know, give you, you know, $15,000, $20,000 in your pocket up front. For the, you know, for the keys and, you know, for the, you know, to transfer. And then I pay you, I pay the mortgage per month and then I give you, you know, $400 a month for 5 years and then cash you out at the end of 5 years. Does that make sense?
It makes sense what you're saying. I'm not sure I would do that, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure I would want a 5-year relationship with the house, yeah.
Well, technically, you don't have... So, I hear what you're saying. What I'm hearing you saying is you don't want to be responsible for anything. And, you know, obviously, you know... I do deals like this all the time where I buy for retail with, you know, a tenant in there. But you wouldn't have a 5-year relationship with the house. You would have a relationship with, you know, my company. And, you know, we are licensed real estate agents, just to let you know. But, you know, we have several houses like this You know, you still collect a check, you get money in your pocket up front, and you don't have to have the burden of taxes, you know, hit you all at once. So, you know, you'd still be making that income. We could put money in your pocket, and, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you just collect the money and you don't deal with anything. You know, I take care of repairs and, you know, I'm responsible. We still go to a closing table and we close.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing. Go ahead.
I don't like that one. You know, for me, I would, you know, do Dale, and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know. So you, if I hear you correctly, you're kind of open to that, but 5 years is too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you seem like a nice guy, and I wouldn't want to be in a 5-year relationship with someone either. But you know, if I'm giving you what you want, paying retail, and you're still making money per month, and I put money in it up front, I mean, there's really nothing else I can do. You know, there's nothing else I can really offer for you to kind of be done with it, you know, unless you kick the tenant out. And it doesn't sound like that you're willing to do something like that.
Nah.
Yeah, and I wouldn't either.
You know, I'd feel too bad.
Yeah. Well, we would allow her to stay in there. You know, that's the benefit. And, you know, we would continue that relationship with her. And but like you said, you don't need to stay. And, you know, I don't buy every house, you know, for every person I talk to. So, I mean, that's just, you know, anyone that's really, you know, a seasoned investor that understands, you know, the value of the property, you know, there's really not much more that you can do with it. So, you know, we can keep the tenant in there and put money in your pocket and give you the lump sum, you know, in 5 years or less, but there's really nothing more that I can really offer. You know, I want to give you what you want, but, you know, I'm not sure, you know, how to do that without, you know, kind of what I've just discussed with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you can only put forward what your proposal is, right?
Sure.
You know, and you put that over, and maybe other people, that's good. For me, it doesn't excite me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess that you're probably just going to have to deal to, you know, to manage the tenant until she gets her, you know, house in order. And I mean, it sounds like she, you know, if the house is, you know, not even knocked down yet, or, you know, sounds like you got at least maybe a year or two.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I'm thinking I'd be surprised if they knocked it down, rebuilt it, and put all the appliances and had it ready to live in before next spring. And, you know, to be honest, longer than that, it's already been 1 year, yeah?
Yeah.
It's already been in 2 weeks' time, and nothing has really happened, yeah?
Yeah. And when's the last time you asked her about it?
I spoke to her, I don't know, maybe a month ago or something like that. And that's when she was on about, oh, I mean, I need to speak to Ireland. You know, are you okay if we extend the contract for another 12 months? And, you know, I'm like, yeah, something, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what she said. Nothing's happened. They haven't done. They're going through the design. I think it was a 4-bed house, but now she wants to design a 5-bed house. And I'm sure she's got part to play in it as well, right? She is, you know, pretty slow with things, right?
But sure. I mean, excuse me. If I, you know, if I were to say, look, we can do, you know, sooner than 5 years, I mean, would you be willing to take a discount?
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the best thing I've offered is, you know, to put the most amount of money in your pocket as possible. And, you know, I know you don't know me from, you know, you only know me from a phone call and a few messages, but would it be any value if I had my attorney reach out to you and just let you know, who we are and, you know, that we actually, you know, do a lot of deals. You know, we buy about 20, 30 houses a month. So, I mean, I'm not sure if that would, you know, make you feel more comfortable with doing a transaction like this, but, you know, as far as the house, you wouldn't have any relationship. You would just be collecting a check.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't even collect it. It would just automatically be deposited in your account.
So you're saying $20,000 cash. $20,000 cash. $400 a month for 5 years.
Yep.
And then the balance, right?
Then the balance paid in full. Yep.
So would everything be transferred over to you?
Yeah, and yes, in 5 years. So everything would be transferred. You know, we'd have to have two closings. Meaning, we would close on it on the front end, and then you would get your $20,000. That way, you know, I mean, it's called, you know, skin in the game. And then you collect that $400 a month. And, you know, we take care of the mortgage with that as well. So we take care of the mortgage. You get $400 a month. And, I mean, you're a smart guy. We have to have our, you know, team at least, you know, make a few dollars a month. So that's why, you know, we're proposing the $400. And, you know, we cash you out at the end of it.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's for me.
Okay. Do you have any other, you know, any other solutions? Because, go ahead.
No, I think, you know, what I'll probably do is let it run its time with this lady and then just put it on market is probably what I'll do.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that even then it could be a few years, I guess. I'm just going to be transparent. Is there a worry? Because I'm giving you full price of what it's worth. You know, I'm not haggling or negotiating. I mean, the only thing that I could do is give you a little bit more to let you know, one, that I want it, and two, that I'm serious.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let me think about it.
Okay.
Let me think about it.
Okay. Because, I mean, you know, that tenant, you know, they might be in there for another 2 years.
It wouldn't surprise me with none.
Right. And, I mean, here's the thing. If she's in there, you know, and you get money in your pocket, then, you know, one, you don't have to deal with her, and two, you know, you just have the freedom of not having to worry about, you know, a relatively, you know, good sized house.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, hey man, it's all right. We don't, you know, we can't buy every house,
yeah.
But you know, at the end of the day, we can still be friends.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah. Let me think about it. Yeah.
Okay.
Just dropped it on me. I need to digest it. Yeah.
Sure. Would you like me to email you or, you know, some sort of, you know, intention of the phone call?
Yeah. Yeah, do that.
Okay. What's a good email for you?
David Don. So David, Don, 0112@gmail.com.
I'm just going to repeat that one more time. David, D-O-N-O, david.donzero112@gmail.com.
david.donzero112@gmail.com.
So david.donzero112@gmail. Okay.
Yeah. Email over the intentions, right? And I'll have a look at it and think about it, yeah?
Yeah, man. No problem at all. I appreciate you being patient with me and giving me the time that you have. You know, I know it's a big decision, and, you know, at the end of the day, I just appreciate you being patient and, you know, at least willing to hear me out.
Sure.
So I wish you the best, and, you know, the last thing I want to do is bother you, and, you know, when would you like me to give you a call back? Because I know you're not going anywhere, you know, and yeah. we don't need to buy it either. So what's a good time to call you back?
Yeah, give me a call at the end of the week. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that, and I'll write that letter up for you now.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Zach.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too, mate. Bye.
Bye.